Narrative Frameworks 22. Love. Is it in the form in which it is expressed? Or is it in the formless that comes into that form? Is it the ring or the love behind it? Is it the greeting card or the thought behind it? Is it the meal or the care that went into preparing it? Maybe it is all of these things. But which is more important? Of course, your answer to this question depends on where you are, your circumstances, situation, development, level of insight, karmic understanding. What is it, this love? Is it something of and for other people? Is it for the form to which it is expressed? A projection outwards? Or is it something of and for yourself, a dwelling within? It has been said that we cannot give what we do not have. And if we do not have love in our awareness as the nature of who we are, and how are we going to express this in our daily activities of the world that we create? Could it be that love is something you are made of? Something we are all made of? For the very fact that love is that which is conscious, and we are conscious. Could it be that love is something we are made of, because love is that which sees, and all of that which sees, and all of that which is seen? Could it be that love is something you are made of, the very essence of all life, everything, and yet truly the source energy that is no thing? That all this everything is born of, exists in, whether unconsciously or consciously, and returns to. Could it be that love is something that you are? The dwelling of yourself within yourself, the light on the temple's altar. Could it be that love is this light and the temple? We are in love. The meanings of this, two people, are fixated on one another in a pleasant feeling way, or in a way where they will stay together no matter what happens. We are in love, me and this other person. Or could we are in love mean that we are the indwelling light within the indwelling light? We are the spark of consciousness within the whole of consciousness. We are in love, meaning we exist in that which we are. We exist in love, as love, and for love. Recognizing this beauty is being and becoming and being the love that we are. The essence of total love, the eternal and unchanging absolute consciousness, of which our relative consciousness and awareness is a temporary and changing part. The yearning for love is none other, perhaps, than the yearning for our truest self and its shared expression, seen and seeing, seeing and seen in the world that is its play.